Hello and welcome to this Learn English Professionals recording brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
Monopolies.
Hello and welcome to the second in our series of programmes, Brief Insights. Today I'm talking to Annabel Collins, a legal advisor with the Competition Commission in London. Annabel, why the corporate sector?
Hello, Simon. Well, I suppose, first of all, my academic background. I read economics at university. Means I'm quite well equipped for this area of work. After my legal training, I went into private practice, specialising in commercial law, and I've always been interested in the effect of regulation on business practice.
But you're on the side of the consumer now, not the big corporations.
With 20 or so years of experience in the field, I've seen things from both perspectives. But I like to think now that I'm standing up for the public interest, keeping the big boys in line, if you like.
There's a lot of research involved, I take it?
There's the sheer volume of evidence in the form of company data and expert testimony. You also need a firm grasp of detailed regulations and to keep yourself up to date with government policy.
It must mean a few late nights.
A merger case may run to hundreds of boxes of documents, and you've got to distill that down to the few key themes. Get it clear in your head what the issues are over the course of what can be a very complex process. It definitely stimulates the grey matter.
And the cases may be quite high profile at times.
Oh, people are playing for big stakes. There are always powerful interests at work, so you have to be pretty focused at times. On the other hand, companies don't usually want the glare of publicity. They have their businesses to think about.
But there have been major changes in the legislation in recent times.
There's been, shall we say, a definite change of emphasis. And as a regulatory body, we have to reflect that. I think the procedures for, say, a market investigation are far more transparent and rigorous than in the past. It's not meant to be an adversarial process, more a gathering and sifting of evidence with expert input, and then the application of a suitable remedy.
And you're working to quite strict deadlines.
Oh, yes. There are statutory time limits laid down. For a merger inquiry, for example.
I see.
The whole process has got to come to a conclusion, contained in its final report, within 6 months. The business world doesn't hang around, and nor can we.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.